This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Why your past experiences make patient hearing harder with certain difficult people. How your history hijacks your ears before a word is spoken. In short, past experiences quietly corrupt your ability to listen before a word is spoken. With certain difficult people, patient hearing breaks down not because you lack the skill, but because your history with them, or with people like them, has already written the script you expect to hear. Your ears hear the present, your brain filters for the past. The mistakes are hard to catch because they feel like accurate perception. Naming the specific errors is the only path to genuine listening. Definition: patient hearing mistakes are the specific errors in attentiveness and interpretation that prevent you from listening fully to a difficult person. They are driven by emotional memory, past conflict, and prejudgment, and they disguise themselves as reasonable caution rather than poor listening. Why these errors are almost invisible until the damage is done. You thought you were listening. You were present in the room, making eye contact, nodding at the right moments. The conversation ended, and you walked away certain you had heard everything. Then, a week later, a colleague mentioned something the other person had clearly said, and you had no memory of it at all. Patient hearing mistakes are particularly treacherous, because they do not feel like mistakes. They feel like experience. They feel like good judgment. When someone who has let you down before starts talking, your brain reaches for its stored file on them and begins playing the predicted version of the conversation before they have finished their second sentence. You are not being careless. You are being efficient. Your brain is doing exactly what it was built to do. The problem is that efficiency and genuine listening are not the same thing. This matters most with difficult people specifically, because those are the exact people where what is psychological safety and how it drives team synergy depends on one person deciding to truly hear the other first. The 6 patient hearing mistakes rooted in past experience. 1. You finish their thought before they do. What it looks like, you are nodding along, but your mind has already reached the conclusion you expect. When they finally land on their point, you respond to your predicted version, not the one they actually delivered. Why it happens? Your brain is pattern matching against every previous conversation you have had with this person. The moment they use a familiar phrase or tone, it fills in the rest from memory. Why it matters? People know when you have stopped listening. The conversation becomes a performance, and any real information they might have offered goes unheard. What to do? After they finish speaking, pause for 2 full seconds before responding. Use those seconds to ask yourself, did I just answer what they said, or what I expected them to say? Here is the truth of it. I did this for years with a particular colleague I found exhausting. I was so busy hearing the version of him in my head that I missed the 3 occasions he was actually asking for help. 2. Attention withdrawal the moment a familiar topic appears. What it looks like, a specific word, phrase, or subject appears and your focus drops sharply. You are still in the room, but you are no longer receiving. Why it happens? Past experiences have tagged certain topics as known territory. Your brain signals, we have been here, nothing new ahead. Attention shifts to your own reaction instead of their meaning. Why it matters? The information you miss is often the most important part. Difficult people frequently bury their real point inside territory they know is loaded. What to do? When they notice your attention dropping, say internally, stay with this. Something new may be here. Then return your focus to their exact words, not the topic in general. This is one of the most common patient hearing mistakes I see in experienced professionals. The more history you have, the more you think you already know. The confidence is misplaced. 3. Listening for evidence rather than meaning. What it looks like, you find yourself cataloguing what they say, noting the parts that confirm your existing view, letting the rest pass through. This feels like critical thinking. It is actually selective attention dressed up as discernment. Why it happens? When past experience with someone has been painful or frustrating, the mind shifts into a protective mode. You stop listening to understand and start listening to confirm. Why it matters? You cannot solve a problem you have already decided you understand. This mistake kills resolution before the conversation has any chance to produce one. What to do? Try how a mitney to drive team conflict, and what to say to restore synergy as a frame. Ask yourself mid-conversation, what might this person need that I have not considered? 4. The non-obvious one. Becoming more patient on the outside as you shut down inside. what it looks like. You have learned to appear calm and composed with this person. Your body language is measured. Your tone is neutral. To an observer, you look like a skilled listener. But internally, you have already disengaged. You are performing patience, not practicing it. Why it happens? This is the sophisticated version of poor listening. People who have been burned by reacting openly develop a quieter form of withdrawal. The external performance improves as the internal connection disappears. Why it matters? This is the most damaging patient hearing mistake of all, because it is almost undetectable. The other person can sense the absence of genuine attention even when they cannot name it. Trust deteriorates without either party being able to say exactly why, what to do. Before conversations with this person, take 60 seconds to set a genuine intention. I'm going to find one thing in what they say that I did not already know. A small but real goal reopens internal attention. I have sat across from people performing patience so well that I envied their composure. It took me years to realize they had simply found a more elegant way of not listening. 5. Preparing your response while they are still speaking. What it looks like. You identify a key point roughly a third of the way into what they are saying, and your mind moves immediately to formulating your reply. The rest of what they say becomes background noise. Why it happens. With difficult people, you feel pressure to have a strong response ready. The tension of the relationship makes silence feel vulnerable, and your mind moves to reduce that vulnerability. Why it matters. The point you identified is really the most important one. Difficult people often lead with something manageable and follow it with a thing that actually requires a response. You miss the latter entirely. What to do? Write yourself a two-word note if needed, then return your attention fully to their words. Your response can wait until they have finished. How to start a difficult conversation that's blocking your team's synergy works far better when you have actually heard the full problem first. 6. Assigning tone before it has been used. What it looks like. They have said 10 neutral words and you are already reading aggression, dismissiveness, or manipulation into their delivery. Your response carries heat that the conversation has not yet generated. Why it happens. Emotional memory is faster than cognitive processing. If this person has spoken to you with that tone before, your nervous system will detect it in advance, sometimes when it is not actually there. Why it matters. You create the conflict you expected. They respond to your defensive posture, and a difficult relationship becomes a self-fulfilling pattern. This connects directly to what can happen during what is the amygdala hijack, and how it silently blocks team synergy in high-pressure moments. What to do? Name the assumption silently before the conversation. I'm expecting aggression. I may be wrong. I will wait for actual evidence before I respond to it. 7. Listening with the goal of being done. What it looks like. You are technically present, but your orientation is toward the end of the conversation rather than the content of it. You want the interaction to be over, and that impatience filters everything you hear. Why it happens. When a relationship carries accumulated friction, time in that person's presence feels costly. You tolerate rather than attend. Why it matters. Why avoiding difficult conversations is the hidden enemy of team synergy exists precisely because of this pattern. Short-changed conversations leave the same problems intact, ready to resurface with more force. What to do? Give the conversation a fixed, realistic endpoint. Knowing it will end in 15 minutes reduces the drain of open-ended dread and frees attention for actual listening. What is actually happening underneath all of this? These mistakes are not random. They are all expressions of a single problem your nervous system has learned to treat a specific person, or a specific type of person, as a known threat. Once that classification is in place, your brain stops gathering new information and starts managing the situation instead. Patient hearing requires genuine curiosity, and curiosity cannot survive when the mind has already reached a verdict. The root cause here is not laziness or bad intent. It is a threat response that has outlived its usefulness. The person in front of you today may be different from the person who first earned that response. Or they may be the same person who has genuinely changed. You will not know either way until you restore the capacity to actually hear them. How empathy bridges and team communication create the conditions for lasting synergy, and how psychological safety enables honest communication and sustains team synergy both rest on this same foundation. You cannot build connection on listening that is really just waiting. A simple self-diagnostic you can use before your next difficult conversation. Be honest with yourself on each of these. A yes is not a failure. It is information. I already know, broadly, what this person is going to say, I find myself thinking about my response before they have finished their point. When they use certain words or phrases, my focus drops immediately. I have caught myself nodding while mentally elsewhere. I feel impatient within the first few minutes of conversations with this person. After conversations with them, I sometimes realize I missed something they said. I brace for their tone before they have established what it actually is. I feel relieved when the conversation ends, regardless of whether anything was resolved. Scoring 0 to 2 yes answers. Your listening is holding up well with this person. Maintain the effort. 3 to 4 yes answers. You are losing ground. The patient hearing mistakes are present and will compound if not addressed. 5 or more yes answers. Your listening has largely shut down with this person. This is not a reflection of your character. It is a signal that the relationship needs deliberate attention before conversations can be productive. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where to go from here? The first and most direct move is to name the specific trigger. Not the person broadly, but the precise moment when your listening closes. Is it a particular phrase they use? A topic they raise? The way they open a sentence? When you can identify the exact trigger, you can prepare for it rather than be ambushed by it. Before your next conversation with this person, write one sentence. The moment I notice myself shutting down is when, then prepare a single reset action, a breath, a silent question, a physical shift in posture. Small and specific beats ambitious and vague every time. Patient hearing mistakes are not permanent. They are habits formed in response to genuine difficulty. With honest diagnosis and one small practice applied consistently, you can restore the capacity to hear clearly, even with the people your history has made hardest to hear. Frequently asked questions. What are patient hearing mistakes with difficult people? Patient hearing mistakes are the specific errors that prevent you from genuinely listening to difficult people. They include finishing sentences mentally before the other person does, withdrawing attention after a familiar phrase, and letting past conflict colour what you hear before anyone speaks. Why is patient hearing harder with certain people from your past? When someone reminds you of a past difficult experience, your brain treats the present conversation as a repeat of the old one. This triggers defensive listening, where you filter for what confirms your expectations rather than hearing what is actually being said. How do you recognize patient hearing mistakes in yourself? The clearest signs are a sense of already knowing what someone will say, finishing their thought silently, feeling impatient before they reach their point, and replying to your interpretation rather than their actual words. Noticing these in real time is the first step. Can patient hearing mistakes damage working relationships? Yes, when people sense you are not truly listening, trust erodes quickly. Repeated patient hearing failures signal disrespect, even when none is intended. Over time, the other person stops sharing important information because they expect to be dismissed or misunderstood. What is the first step to correcting patient hearing mistakes? The first step is honest self-diagnosis. Identify the specific person or type of person who triggers your listening shutdown. Once you name the trigger, you can prepare a simple reset before conversations with them, which gives patient hearing a genuine chance to take hold. How does psychological safety connect to patient hearing mistakes? When psychological safety is low, patient hearing collapses fastest. People who feel unsafe speak defensively, and listeners respond defensively in return. Restoring genuine listening is one of the most direct ways to rebuild the safety that makes honest communication possible. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.